Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1624. Visible translated text is as follows. At Burke's office, I would frequently not work over 15 minutes. He paid me, however, the $2 a day as he promised. Burke told me that he took Mrs. Dot Lily Pettis out to see her sister, Miss Nellie Pettis, who had sworn on the trial of the case of the State versus Frank, and that Miss Nellie Pettis had admitted to him and her sister-in-law, Mrs. Dot Lily Pettis, that what she had sworn to on the hearing before the coroner and on the trial of the case of the State versus Leo M. Dot Frank was untrue. I do not know why Burke told me this, but he did. Nellie Pettis, sworn for the State. It is not true that I ever admitted in the presence of my sister-in-law or anyone else that I had sworn to a falsehood on the trial of the State versus Leo M. Dot Frank. I have read over my evidence as given on the trial of that case. If Mr. Dot Burke ever told anybody that I had admitted to him that what I had said on the stand was false, that is untrue. Attached hereto is a copy of the questions and answers asked me by Solicitor General and Mr. Dot Rosser. It is absolutely true. It is true that I did not understand the meaning of the word lasciviousness when the Solicitor General asked me that question, but I did understand what he meant when he asked me if I was acquainted with the general character of Leo M. Dot Frank with women. I answered that it was bad, and I now state that it was bad. I further state that Leo M. Dot Frank insulted me in his office and made me an indecent proposal which I resented, leaving the office immediately and rejoining my sister-in-law, who is present at the dictation of this affidavit. I have not made an affidavit for anybody changing the evidence that I gave at the coroner's inquest and on the trial of the case in the Superior Court. After I swore on the trial of the case, somebody came to see me, representing himself to be a newspaper man. I do not remember his name. My father has been missing for a long number of years. This man stated when he first saw me that he was against Frank. He came out again in an automobile and there were two or three men with him. This man said he would find my father, and he took out a sheet and put a picture of my father in a chair and proposed to take a picture of my father's picture and said he would send the picture to me, but he never did. He had an affidavit already written out. He told me that if I would sign a certain paper which he had there that he would find my father. I read the paper myself. It had nothing in it but the truth and the same thing that I testified.